This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think I might have to defend Hugh Jackson here because the CBS Sports put out the top 25 worst NFL coaching hires from the century. The number one, I don't even think it's up for debate. If I said since 2000, what's the worst NFL head coaching hire? We all are in agreement, right? What would you say, Spence?
Urban Meyer.
All right, Mac?
Urban Meyer.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. Number one with a bullet. Second to only Bobby Petrino, who got 13 games into the season and was like, I'm going to go ride my motorcycle at Arkansas. I'm done with this NFL thing.
They had 1B was Bill Belichick with the Jets for like, what, a day?
that was just Bill Parcells being kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
But so you think about this, like, okay, by the way, Cam Cameron of the Dolphins, 3, Josh McDaniels for the Broncos at 4, and then 5 is Nathaniel Hackett with the Broncos.
Who would have thought the Broncos had 2 in the top 5 before, like, the Browns and the Jets and the Bears and some of these other teams? That's kind of crazy.
Here's the the same logic that can be used to talk about McDaniels can be used to be talked about the Browns' first candidate on this. It was a good hire at the time.
McDaniels,
like, Josh,
yeah.
When he got hired at Denver, to me, if we're going to put Josh McDaniels on this list, it's the Vegas one. Where he kind of did the McCarthy, where he's like, I am a changed man. I have learned to trust people. And then he only hired cronies and apparently didn't know how to treat players.
That's really fair. Didn't they make the playoffs under him with Denver? Wasn't that the year that the Broncos made it?
I think they were 9-7 the first year, but I can't remember if they're in the playoffs. Okay. And then the next year, it completely fell apart.
And then the year he was fired was the year that they made the playoffs, maybe with Tebow, and then they beat the Steelers.
No. That was John Fox's first year.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, listen, he did draft Tim Tebow. That is a fireable offense. with the 25th
and
pick.
And Leslie was told to draft Tim Tebow because they knew he was going to sell tickets.
That brings us to the Browns side of this thing. They've got Hugh Jackson at 11. And listen, Hugh, the head coach, you are not going to get any argument from me that Hugh was out of his depth as a head coach and that it just didn't work. Now, I could also, in fairness to Hugh, I could say, okay, he had the Raiders job after Al Davis died, and then he had the Browns job where he thought they were coming in to win and they decided that they were going to tank.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not as if Hugh, but thinking back to it, like, guys, I wanted Hugh Jackson.
In league circles, they thought it was a great hire.
I saw the bravado that Hugh had. I didn't know it came with a lot of guff. I didn't know it came with a lot of things that would be said that didn't feel like the truth when he would say them. But, like, there's Hugh Jackson has no business. To me, this list has to balance two things. There's the results, how things started, how they played out, and how they ended, which do not favor Hugh. But then you also have to get to the beginning of it, of, like, was it justifiable at the time? Like, this was so much more justifiable at the time than Jim Tomsula taking over
for
Jim Harbaugh. Or Nathaniel Hackett or Cam Cameron taking over in their situations.
I think the Adam Gase hire ends up being worse than the... Well, maybe not well, ends up being worse.
Even the Gase
worse,
thing.
But,
like, Gase was thought... You're talking about the Jets job.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was widely thought of.
He was regarded as... yeah.
As like a...
But that's the same thing Hugh was. And that's to your point. Like, I remember when that all went down, and the consensus was that the Browns hire Hugh Jackson. It's no longer the same old Browns. Like, he was coming out... He was coming from Cincinnati... He had made Andy Dalton look like this great quarterback, and people were like, is Andy Dalton actually better than we... Like, he had built this great offense, and people were like, this is the guy that's going to turn around the Browns. And to your point, they did decide to sort of pull the carpet out from underneath him and tank. But at the same time, like, Hugh was a bad coach. He was clearly not good. But I agree with you in that at the time of the hire, everybody around the league thought it was the right move.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And so I think that discounts. I also think, listen... I mean, I've had my things to say about Hugh. He didn't walk into a worse situation. In his first 5 months on the job, they let Mitchell Schwartz out the door. They lost Alex Mack, then no matter what. They lost to Sean Gibson. They lost Travis Benjamin. Lost a couple other players. And that was the first time they tried to screw over Joe Hayden with money. And they traded down and drafted Corey Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Look at his quarterbacks. Yeah. It was RG3 and I think, was that Josh's first year, I think?
Cody Kessler in there as well.
The Cody Kessler one he put on himself because he did the worst thing you can do, which is trust me.
Yeah, he said trust me.
You never say trust me unless you actually mean it, because we will trust you.
I think what, like, the problem with Hugh was that, like, he was his own worst enemy. And like he didn't handle those things well. It was, and we saw, like, when Hard Knocks was there, we saw, like, Hugh in like his realest form, where it's like, hey, I used to be a coordinator, but I'm in charge now. Like, that was the stuff that I think was like, okay, this guy's clearly...
I'm going to continue to defend Hugh here. By the time we saw that, guys, he knew he was cooked. Like, that was the John Dorsey year, right? Like, he knew that John Dorsey was...
But I...
He knew.
He could have started Baker, though. Like,
no, he could have.
He botched the Baker thing. He could have done so much better that last year to try to save his job.
He had been so undermined by the situation. And listen, when stress hit, he did not handle it well.
No. Wasn't he accused of, like, watching back people's press conferences? Like, wasn't he watching other people's press conferences to, like, find out what they said and then, like... Yeah, that's like paranoia to another level.
I mean, he was... I mean,
that's bad.
He engaged negatively with the media as if, like, anything said about him wasn't fair. I will say, like, I don't know anyone who wouldn't have gone 3-30 and whatever with the way it went.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think the Browns ruined Hugh. I think Hugh's a good offensive coordinator at the very least.
Not a good head coach, but I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know we ever got to know. Like, that year he was in Oakland, he was actually had some success with that team.
So here, like, as I look
but
at this
he
list.
He can't possibly be the worst that they've made, because, like, there's at least two that I can think are worse hires.
So here's the thing.
Just for Cleveland alone.
I think Hugh maybe should be on this list, but I actually think he should maybe flip places with like where the other Browns candidates fall, which is the 25th spot, where you have Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shurmur, Rod Chudzinski, and then Mike Pettine, which, by the way, Mike Pettine being squeezed into that is disrespectful, because Mike Pettine was actually, I think, a good coach, and then he just, it just didn't work.
Here's the thing. It's lazy. You can't lump all five of those guys together because of the nuance of which they set in.
Right. But I would maybe flip that and if I'm going to put Hugh Jackson on there, I think he should probably be later on this list, just because I agree with you that at the time of that hire, people raved about it and thought he was going to turn the Browns around. Now, what I'm surprised, and I thought this to me, as you talk about like other ones I would say are more egregious, how is Freddie Kitchens not on this list?
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm like, this guy, okay, you want to say Hugh got undermined. Freddie was given the keys to the Corvette.
Yep.
And they were like, all right, just don't crash this thing. And he crashed the thing, lit it on fire.
He crashed everybody's Corvette.
Yes. It was like, that was a disaster. That team was supposed to be good. They had everything going for them.
They had a quarterback.
You were like, everything was supposed to be put together, and you hired Freddie Kitchens because, I mean, and that move single-handedly gets John Dorsey fired, because like the roster building wasn't the problem. It was the fact that he got a chance to pick the coach and he picked the wrong coach. Like, how is that one not on here over all of these other ones? And Hugh Jackson is what surprised me. And that should be like top five.
Here's the other thing. There's a critical part of logic here that I think has to be demonstrated, which is, was the rest of the league considering hiring that guy? No one was hiring Freddie to be the head coach ever. He was lucky to be an OC, and it seems like a great dude. Seems like he might have some stuff to deal with.
Well, that's why maybe he's not on the list, because I think he won people over with like his charisma.
He won over Baker
and him acting like,
and he wasn't Greg Williams. That's why he was the head coach.
He came off as the everyman. He came off as like I'd grab drinks with this guy. It's the showing up, walking out of the movie theater with the Pittsburgh started it shirt and all that. Like, people loved him for those things. But when you really got down to it, everybody realized he couldn't put a game plan together worth a damn, and his practices were a complete disaster, and that's how I don't know how this didn't make the list.
Hugh Jackson is the 11th worst head coaching hire of this century, according to CBS Sports. Is he even the Browns' worst hire? I think I got three hirings that I can go to before that, but we'll get to that later in the show. Again, Jeff Lowe of Barstool Sports, host of the Dozen Trivia. He's got something to say about Spider-Man, which is coming out this week. Superman, which is coming out this week. And he's a big Browns and Guardians fan. So we'll get to that coming up in 5 minutes with Jeff on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun.
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.